Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. Before we get into our program, I'd like to thank our sponsors, which includes Novus International. They're leaders in the poultry, pork, beef, dairy, and aqua markets. And also, Leica Geosystems. When it has to be right, go to agguidance.com. In this program, I'm going to continue a series of interviews that I am conducting with the leadership at various agricultural marketing agencies, public relations and advertising. And in this program, I have an interview or a conversation with Bob Wilbur. He is Senior Vice President, Agri-Food for Quarry Integrated Communications. And I'd like to thank Quarry because they were sponsor for AgWired coverage of the recent NAMA Trends in Ag Conference. Bob, I am glad to have a chance to talk with you, and we'd like to learn what's new in the world from Quarry. And so I'd like you to tell us a little bit about the agency and things that you'd like people to know that are new.
Well, that's great, Chuck. I appreciate the opportunity to share some thoughts about our business with you and your readers. We see the world changing, certainly for us here at Quarry, but the world in general. The world of customers is changing, and the world of marketing is changing. And those changes are causing some dramatic shifts in what we do and how we do it. So from that respect, there's a lot new at Quarry. One of the fun and exciting changes we've gone through just over the summer is a transformation of our physical space. We created a new work environment here at our headquarters here in Canada. But the more important change for us is a transformation of our identity, I guess, and really our approach to the marketplace that's given us a much more sharpened focus for our business that really better defines who we are and how we position ourselves in the marketplace.
So with the changes that you've described here, I know they're not the only ones, and we'll get into some of those others as we move ahead here. But I thought it was interesting that you talked about changes in the business, and then, of course, that's led to some changes at the agency with this sharpened focus, you said. You might want to elaborate on that a little bit.
Well, the sharpened focus is really a description of really what we do, and that is to help our clients convert branding into buying. Now, that's some new thinking for us, and I think for the industry, but it is shaped by two key drivers. For us, the majority of our clients are marketers of highly engineered products, and certainly our ag portfolio fits into that really nicely, crop protection, seed, animal health, equipment. But it's a category where we do our best work, is highly engineered products. And it's characterized by a few things. One, very complex buying decisions, you know, that are influenced by a variety of influencers in the purchase decision. And the product experience itself and the service experience itself are very important influencers in the mix along the decision chain. And as well, there's a high degree of risk with those purchase decisions. So it's important for us to influence the overall experience versus the traditional focus that organizations like ours have had on just brand positioning and awareness building. And the second important driver is the recognition that marketing has changed. You know, we really have entered a new era. We coined this the new buying economy. And it's a recognition that customers are in charge. You know, marketers are not. Customers are. Customers are well-informed, they're empowered, and we should be engaging with them differently as a result. And a great example of this is in the area of media. You know, media at one time was really scarce, and there was a high value placed on it because it was scarce. But, you know, now media is abundant, and what's scarce is attention. And there's a whole new currency being built around attention, involvement, or engagement, and that requires a shift for marketers in their strategic priorities and the associated budget and resources that go along with those. So I guess the branding into buying is a recognition of the importance of the entire buying journey and our need to influence along all points of that.
So when you look at the challenges that these changes, especially like in media, because that's such a big part of what you're involved in, how are you addressing managing and not only for yourself in terms of making decisions that you can recommend to your clients, but then I'm guessing that you probably also have to maybe do some education with them as well in terms of so that they can better make final decisions on the kind of work that you're doing on their behalf.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things we try to get our clients to focus on is a term we call the buyer experience value chain. And that's to try to understand all the experiences that their customers go through in order to make a buying decision. And, you know, if we can map out the experiences along that value chain and then recognize that there are multiple, you know, the buying journey is not linear. You know, old models of awareness, interest, desire, action don't really apply, particularly in the categories we're talking about. It's a long and winding road. So if we can map the experiences, you know, understand which ones are the more influential ones, and then organize our efforts around those, we can design a more meaningful experience overall. And I'm thinking that's a dramatic shift from what people are doing now. So it requires an understanding of that buyer experience value chain in order for clients to recognize what needs to change or what needs to be different.
Now, in the agribusiness sector, do you think this is, in your experience, maybe is this similar to other industries, or are there maybe some special considerations when it comes to this particular industry?
Yeah, certainly in the area of agribusiness, we do see some of the same thing. It's probably more accelerated in some of the more what I would call the high tech areas of work we work in. But you know, we do see that. I mean, we look at purchases of ag products being well informed. You know, there are many influencers. We know that in the past. You know, when we look at what influences a buying decision for a farmer, for example, their own experience with the product or service certainly high on that list, as well as the experiences of their peers, their friends or neighbors, or other producers in their category. The extension community plays a role. The distribution channel, the retailer. Certainly media does, but also the experiences they have at field plot trials, farm shows, meetings, that sort of thing. Complex journey, and to understand what's having the most effect and to align resources and efforts accordingly is a challenge.
Well, let's look for a minute at Quarry itself. We've talked a little bit about you know, the work you're doing with your clients, but how about just from the standpoint of marketing Quarry? I mean, what, you know, the whole world has shifted in terms of technology changes and a lot of things you've said. How has this affected how you market the agency itself, and what are some of the ways that you are looking to do that as we move ahead?
Yeah, that's a great question, and we have taken a bit of a different path in terms of how we market ourselves. And you know, we see ourselves as providing some expertise in some areas, and sharing that expertise with the world, I guess, is one way that we do it. We have established a marketing blog. It's been up and running for a couple of years now, and we send out notifications when we have something new to the agribusiness community. And invite people to link to a point of view we have on particular issues. And that certainly created some dialogue and attracted some attention for us that we wouldn't have otherwise had.
Well, let's just go ahead and point people there. That, I believe, is Idea Exchange we're talking about, right?
That's correct. It's Idea Exchange, and it's on our Quarry.com website. You can link to it there, or you can link to it directly at IdeaExchange.com.
Right. And so, and I know I follow you on Twitter, for example. So you're bringing some social networking elements into your own marketing efforts, and which I think is great. And I also understand you've kind of done a makeover just in terms of your own website too, right?
That's correct. Yeah, in terms of our entire sort of visual identity has had a makeover, and the website's been a big part of that. But that's really the face, or that's where the visual identity comes to life, is on the website. And it certainly expresses a bit about who we are and what we do.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting. I was talking to somebody who I will just say is kind of old school when it comes to media still, and just had a problem in their mind equating a website with somebody's marketing effort, like somehow that wasn't part of the marketing mix. And said, well, I think I'd like to correct you on that one. Because it, I think it is very important to, in today's world.
Very important. And I think for some marketers, it is the central part of their marketing. And where it used to be considered either a ancillary or, just another media, I think for some marketers, it is the focal point of what they do.
Well, and I also just thought I'd mention, because I know that you have done this and are planning to continue to, I think. You've also even conducted webinars. And when you said sharing and or helping educate customers or potential customers, I mean, these are just some of the other ways you're employing doing that, right?
That's right. Yeah, we conduct webinars. I mean, some of our senior folks speak regularly at conferences. You mentioned Twitter. I am on Twitter, and I'm not as active as I'd like to be. But Alan Quarry, who is a CEO of the organization, is very active on Twitter, and I know he has a big following. And he is always sharing nuggets of information.
Well, why don't we, before we close or get there, talk a little bit about a look ahead. I mean, I always think it's a good idea to get perspective. And from yours, what do you see looking ahead for Quarry, and especially as we look at the agribusiness sector?
Yeah, agribusiness is great. You know, we look at the ag customers, and, you know, I mentioned that the world of marketing is changing, the world of customers is changing, and, you know, our ag producers have always been great information seekers. You know, in today's world, they are also information sharers. You know, we see customers as a form of media. We mentioned media before, but, you know, word of mouth has always been a good way to share information in the ag community. But we also see word of mouth and word of modem being key ways that our customers are sharing information. You know, they like to collaborate, and, you know, with the technology today, you know, geography is no boundary. So they like to collaborate with like-minded producers. And that doesn't necessarily mean the guy next door. He may be a few counties away or a few states away. And so that collaboration, sharing of information, and a recognition that those customers are coming to the buying transaction very well informed. And we as marketers need to recognize that and probably treat them differently as a result.
Well, I'll tell you what, I know that your headquarters is located in Canada, but you do have U.S. offices, and it if all goes well, for sure next, I guess it's going on a year from now, but the International Federation of Ag Journalists will hold its annual Congress in Canada, so that might be my next chance to get up to that part of the world, and looking forward to it. Is there anything else you would like people, especially in the agribusiness industry, to know about Quarry and what it's doing right now that we haven't covered here?
I think there's a couple of things. Yeah, Chuck, there are some, you know, we've certainly taken a specific focus here, and you know, it's the idea of buying, the buying journey, you know, the unique buying proposition is a term we coined, trademarked actually several years ago. But there's a lot of tools available now to help marketers get better in this area. The use of personas in marketing is a developing discipline, and it's something we've developed an expertise in, and would like to, you know, see more of it used in the area of ag marketing to really get a really deep understanding of behaviors and motivations of customers. And the use of marketing automation tools is another area. It's really emerging now, and these are really sophisticated applications that help us get better at tracking behavior, monitoring actions and reactions to some of the things that we do, and allows us to measure and track results in real time, and customize messages and programs accordingly. So I think some of those things are new and exciting tools at our disposal that we'd like to bring to bear in the ag marketplace.
Well, it sounds like things are going very well, and you're not a new company. If I understand it, you're well over 30 years in business, so congratulations for that, too.
And, that's right. Thank you.
Yeah. So, well, I thank you very much, Bob, for taking the time to speak with me here and tell us what's new with Quarry.
Thanks, Chuck. It really is an exciting time, and we're learning new things every day, and we love to share those things with our clients and help them build their business.
All right. Well, I will do just that with this interview as part of our regular podcast we call the Zimcast, which is distributed to the AgWire community. Well, that is the Zimcast for now. I'm going to leave you with some music. This is from Music Alley, and it's a song called Farm Boy by a band called Spaghetti Cake. I hope you enjoy it, and thank you for listening.
Just a farm boy with dust in his eyes, a princess from pastures of green. Lonesome rebel, she sent out a call, he picked it up on his machine. Rescued and got away clean. Handsome rogue with a lopsided grin, a scoundrel and pirate was he. His partner in crime kept her running on time. Thick was the honor of thieves. 2,000 downtown leave. Falcon flight with destiny, headlong into the fight. Birds of a feather well weathered together, chasing the dark from the night. A crazy old man, trained in the art of the age, gave him the weapon to make his return. The forces of darkness would come to reunite father and son. Falcon flight with destiny, headlong into the fight. Birds of a feather well weathered together, chasing the dark from the night. Trust in your feelings and find a new hope. Take your best shot and let go.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.